Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5968, Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Tevis, Toshin Ches, Brooklyn. And this is a committee that was created to support the building of the mikveh in Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe talked about this in previous letter about the mikveh in Kfar Chabad. Hashem Ayelem Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is sending a letter to that committee who were providing the financial support for the mikveh in Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. Shalom Uvracha. It is with pleasantness that I have been told, I found out about your activities to support the building of the mikveh in Kfar Chabad, which Kfar Chabad has been established and is being led by my father-in-law, the Rebbe. So even though the previous Rebbe physically passed in 1950, this is 1958, the Rebbe says he founded it and he continues to lead it, the Kfar Chabad. That's the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe. So their funding, their committee is going to fund so that they should be able to build and to improve the building as necessary and to do it as quickly as possible. So this is their group. Now the Rebbe is sending them a letter of support. So for sure the Rebbe says, all those who cherish Torah and mitzvah do not need a great explanation of the importance of this matter, how great this matter is. And the Rebbe says, we don't need, what more of an evidence do we need than it's a known ruling that you can even sell a Sefer Torah for the needs of building a mikveh of Tahara, a mikveh for purity. So if you try to see which is more important, so you see that even a Sefer Torah, which is the holiest object, can be sold in order to build a mikveh. That tells you how important the mikveh is. So the Rebbe says, why am I recommending this? This is obvious. Which means, this is just extra that I am encouraging you to participate and to help them with the funding. And for the zrizus, for the do it with alacrity, quickly, in the support for them. And the Rebbe says, especially the way the Alter Rebbe explains in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 21, the great advantage of doing mitzvahs with speed, not to delay, to do it immediately. Especially, the Rebbe says this above mitzvah, which has also somewhat of the Alter Rebbe discusses there about funding for Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe says to do this, and he speaks specifically about being quick and not waiting to give the charity and doing kindness that the Alter Rebbe talks, I guess building the mikveh, giving tzedakah for that, and also helping other people. I guess I'm thinking what exactly the tzedakah is, just the charity that they give to fund it, or also if they don't have the mikveh, the women or the people have to go maybe far away, it's hard for them, so you're helping people. That's a very important mitzvah. And the Rebbe says, and it's known how much our sages were so tremendously talking about even making it one day. Here it's talking about that Joshua, the Gemara in Erevin, talks about that Yeshua was punished because one night the people were not able to, he delayed them one night so the people could not be together. The husband and the wife were not able to be together. So he was punished. So the Rebbe, you see from the Gemara how important it is not to delay. You know, if you're not, if you don't have a mikveh right there, sometimes you delay. So the Rebbe therefore says, this is also a charity for allowing the pikpul to not to delay. Especially, the Rebbe says, in our generation, we are in the generation of the heels of the Mashiach, who the end of our golus is coming close. End of the exile is coming close to it, as the explanation of my father-in-law many times come upon him about the imminent arrival of Mashiach. So therefore, it says by Mashiach, it says in the Mishnah that purity brings all the different things, and it brings Eliyahu HaNavi, which means the quicker we do the purity, the quicker we get Eliyahu, who, the prophet Eliyahu, who's the one who announces our redemption, Mevaser Gulasenu. And through the our activity, Sarusa de la Tato, Isarusa de la Elo, which means through the work that we do below, we encourage and elicit from above. So when we bring the mikveh and we do the work, we are bringing to the fulfillment of the promise. Hashem says, I will take you and I will sprinkle on you from the prophet. I will sprinkle you on you pure water and you will be purified. And the shaftim la'oretz, and you'll return to the land. Vayisim lila'am, and you'll be my people. Banoche eri lechem l'lekim, I'll be your God. Meaning, we work in purity. Hashem brings down His purity. The purity is when Hashem will take us out of exile through sprinkling the mayim tohoirim, bringing us back to the land. The Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work in a wide way with the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe is writing a letter of support and a letter of encouragement for other people to participate in the building of the mikveh. And the Rebbe talks about the advantage of a mikveh. And the Rebbe says you can even sell a Sefer Torah for building of a mikveh. And just to encourage people, you don't need me even to say this, but to do it in a quick way, the Rebbe speaks about doing mitzvahs without delay, and Rebbe brings down from the Gemara to keep on and to bring Mashiach quicker, and the Rebbe blesses them with success in their work and to do it in a wide way.